Good morning. I am here for the latest episode of C12 with Richard Byrne. I'm talking about the tool of the week. I haven't had Richard on for a couple of weeks, so it's a pleasure to have you here, Richard.
Thank you for having me on again.
So what do you have for us today? What's caught your eye this week?
So the tool that I'm really excited about is PicMonkey. Partly because it's fun to say PicMonkey. But I described it earlier this week as kind of like Instagram on the web. You can create all kinds of effects or add special effects to your pictures. You can resize your pictures. And it's really kind of a great alternative to Picnic, which Google is shutting down or has shut down, depending on how long you've had a Google account. It's a web-based tool, and it's really simple to use. Doesn't require any registration, which I think is great for the under 13 set. Adding pictures to it is super simple. You can just drag them from your desktop and plop them into the editor, and you can do tons of great stuff with the pictures. So it's a good simple tool for picture editing, and then you can download the pictures to your computer when you're done working on them.
And can they sit up there in the cloud so you can share them with colleagues?
You can't. That's the one drawback to it is it doesn't have a built-in sharing feature yet. One of the things that they're kind of teasing right now is a collage maker. And so the collage making tool will, I think, have that element in it of building collages of your PicMonkey pictures and sharing them with the world. But right now, it doesn't seem to be an easy way to share your pictures when you're done with them. I actually have it open right now. I'm just looking at some of the – there's like 45 different options for altering just about anything you'd want to alter in a picture. I just totally butchered one actually as I'm talking to you right now. So it's a great tool.
Nice. So how do you envision this being used in the classroom?
Well, I think one of the things that we need to work on teaching students is moving away from bullet points and text and clip art in their presentations. One of my favorite speakers on the topic of presentation design is actually Ken Shelton, who's a teacher in California. And he really stresses the idea of making full bleed images on your canvas so that you're really using pictures to tell a story to go along with what you're saying. So I think it's an important tool for that. I also think it's just an important tool for any kind of video project that students are working on. If you're doing like a mini documentary, but really to kind of touch up your pictures. So I think it's useful in that regard.
Excellent. Yeah, not everyone can afford Photoshop, and not everyone wants to learn the GIMP, and it's great to have something that's out there and cloud-based and easy, and like you said, available for the younger students as well. I'd love to see death by PowerPoint. If we can kill it with this generation, then maybe we'll all be better off.
Exactly. Yeah, PowerPoint's what, 25 years old now? I think they just had their 25th birthday or something like that, and yeah. Unfortunately, we still sit through bullet points.
I have not yet figured out a good way to get students to speak extemporaneously, and I just like saying that word personally. But and it took me until I hit a public speaking class in college to be able to do it effectively. But that's one of those 21st century skills that we don't talk about much. But if I watch one more student ever read a PowerPoint presentation, I'm just gonna. I'd fail them in a heartbeat, but it's what we teach. That as long as they know how to make bullet points on a PowerPoint, then they get the A. So excellent. So this is PicMonkey, and that's just PicMonkey.com.
PicMonkey.com, PicMonkey.com.
Wonderful, Richard. Thank you very much. Look forward to having you on next week.
Thanks. Have a good week.
You too.
Bye-bye.